if you think that you want to use it the way it is right now for kli, it has a shame kli, and it could be mekabel tumah. Let's say it's like a raw skin. You take skin and you start to work it over to make it into leather. So to make it into a nice piece of leather to use for a mat, like, you have to work it over much more. So right now it's not called a kli, it's not mekabel tumah. Let's say in the middle of the process you decide to say, yes, I'm going to use it the way it is right now. I don't want to work on it anymore. I'm going to use this mat the way it is right now. So if you thought alone to use it, it's called a kli now. It's called a finished vessel, and it would be mekabel tumah. But the klal is v'yein oilin mitumosan ela b'shinu maisa. But once, let's say, like this case, that you decided to use this skin the way it is right now, you gave it a name kli. Then later you change your mind and say, no, I don't want to use it anymore for a mat. I want to work over the skin again and use it to make shoes out of it. So if you decided now to use it for shoes, it's not a finished product yet. It's not called a kli. Still, your thought to change it doesn't help. Your machshav alone does not make it like it's not called a kli anymore. You have to do a maisa. You have to do an action of cutting it, doing something to the kli itself to show it's not a finished product yet. And the klal is like this. That maise moitzi midei maise midei machshava. If you do an action, a maise to the kli, like you start cutting this skin right now to show that you want to use it for shoes, so then the action of cutting it takes away from, even if you first made a maise, like first you have this this piece of skin that you made into leather, and you first decided to use it for a mat, and you even cut it out the size of a mat. So you did a maise, an action to show you want to use it for a mat. But then later, since you cut it again to show you want to use it for shoes, and now it's not finished yet, it's not called the kli, it's not mekabel tumah. And for sure, the maisa now cutting it can take away from a machshava. In other words, at the beginning, it was a piece of skin, and you started to work on it. And even though it wasn't finished for anything yet, with your machshava alone, you just thought that you want to use it the way it is. So they say, if you think to use it, your machshava could make it into a kli, but it would be mekabel tumah. But now when you change your mind, you don't want to use it for the mat, you want to work on it to make it for shoes, it depends. If you do a maisa, now you start to cut it again, this maisa is maitzi mdei machshava. It takes away from the first machshava you thought to use it the way it is, and right now it's not called the kli yet, it's an unfinished product, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah. But the klal is machshava, just the thought alone, einai maitzi loy miyad maisa v'loy mdei machshava. If it got a shem kli, if it was called a vessel, whether you did a maisa, you really finished making it into a mat, or whether you just had a machshava, it wasn't even a finished mat. You just thought that you want to use it the way it is. Now later you change your mind and you want to use it for something else that's not finished yet. Your machshava, your thought alone, does not take away the din to mekabel tumah. So you see, the fact that you think to do something to it cannot take away the name of a kli on it. So here also, since you first cut off this cluster of grapes, I'm not to eat it. So at that time, the stem is called a yad, a handle for the food. It's called part of the food that is mekabel tumah. Now, when you change your mind, you want to throw it on top of your sukkah, just taking the whole cluster and throwing it on top of the sukkah, that's not called a maisa. Like, you didn't do anything different to this cluster of grapes. So it's only considered a thought. So a thought to change it does not take away the name kli. It's still called a yad, it's still called the handle to the food, and it should still be mekabel tumah. So what's pshat the rabbanon say over here? That changing your mind makes it, it's not called an oichel, and it's not makabel tumah, it's kosher for schach. Furthermore, v'chitena, maybe you want to tell me, hani mili, when do we say that a thought doesn't help, a machshava doesn't help? That's only kelim. V'chashivit, like we're saying, a piece of skin, a mat, it's called a kli, it's called a utensil you could use, that's something kosher, and once it has a shem kli, you can't take it away. Avu yodis, but over here, the stem of the grape, it's only a yad, it's only like a handle. It's a piece of wood. It's not edible. Why do we want to say it's called like a food that it could be mekabel tumah? Because it's tzarech achila. You could use it for the purpose of eating with. So it's tzarech achila ninu. So therefore we say b'machshava nasil b'machshava salka. Maybe the same way with your thought that you cut off the cluster of grapes and not to eat it. With your thought that you're going to use these stems to eat with. The stem got a name, oichel, on it. It's called like a handle to the grape. It's called part of the grape. So since it's only like a part of a food, it's not really a kli, maybe with thought, you could also take away this handle to the kli. Now that you change your mind and now you want to use this whole cluster of grapes to put on top of your sukkah for schach, you do not want to use it for neichel anymore, so it's not called, this stem is not called the tzarech of achila, maybe it loses its name of an oichel, and that's why it's not makabel tumah according to Rabbanim. So the difference between an actual kli and just an eichel, a yad, the stem of the food. So Mara says, no, we learned like this. Kol yadai seichlin. All the handles of food, like any stem of the grape or of the fig or of the dates, that first it was tied together. Shevisason. We'll soon see it's an achleikus. What does shevisason mean? Does it mean you just untied the bundle? Or does it mean you started to beat it up, like to knock off the stems? Is shevisason the gerin tahiris? It's in the gerin, in the thresh, where you take your wheat and start to bang out the kernels of wheat from the stalks. Then we say the stalks loses its shame, yad. It's not called the handle to the wheat anymore. And then we say the stem, the shaft-like, is tor. It's not called the handle to the wheat. The stalks is not called the handle anymore, therefore it's tor. So if you took the stalks of wheat, shevisason, it becomes tor. So Mara says like this. Bishleim alaman diyama visason hitter agudon. If you want to tell me visason just means untie the bundle of stalks, so then shapir. Just by untying the bundle of stalks, you didn't do any action to the stalks itself. It's still a stalk of wheat that has wheat attached to the stalk. Still, you tell me, the fact you untied it, that shows you have a machshava, your mind, you don't want to use it. You don't want to use the shaft anymore. You don't want to use the stem. You don't want to use the stalk of the wheat to like hold the wheat. So with your machshava, you show you don't want it anymore, becomes tor. Then it's very good here also. With your machshava, you show you don't want to use the tita stem. You want to use the vachach, it becomes tor. But elo l'man diyoma, my bisason. Bisason mamish, but according to the man diyoma that says bisason means, you like have to bang it, you have to start banging the stalks. That the wheat, the kernels of wheat come off it, that's when the handle becomes tor. So my ikla meila, what can you say? In other words, there your mamish did an action. You did an action, started to pound on the stalks, that the stalks are starting to break away from the kernels of wheat. So that shows an action that you don't want it to be part of the yad, the handle anymore. That's why it's tor. So you see, even by an oichel, even by the handle of the food, it only becomes tor if you do an action to it, you start pounding it. But kol zman is still called the handle, it's still attached, even though you untied the bundle. You showed you don't want the handle anymore, still it's tameh. So what can you say in our case here? So Gemara says, ha'chinamisha bisason mamish. And say our case also. That we say to throw it on top of the sukkah for schach, that we say now the handles are also called part of the wood and not called part of the eichel anymore, that's only if you started to like pound away on the stalks. So you're showing a mice you don't want these stalks to be like a handle for the food, then it becomes tor. Fred Gemari Hochi, if that's the case that you pounded on the stalk on the stems, so my tamaya the cherim. What's the svar of the cherim? Why do they say even though you did a mice that they're sure you don't want it, that it's still called the yad, it's still makabel tumah? Why could that be? And they're doing a ma'aseh to show you don't want it anymore to be a kli. So Gemara says, "Yomek Rabbi Yosi." I'll tell you, the Achirim go like Rabbi Yosi Shita. Tznan, we learned like this: Rabbi Yosi Metamer. Rabbi Yosi was Metamer. Even in the Reisha, in the first case, that you took these stalks of wheat, shevisason, you started to pound on them. Still, they're tummy. Still, it's mekabel tumah. Still, it's called a handle to the wheat. Rabbi Yosi Metamer. For the Gemara, hi, my, what's the sushal? How could you compare one to the other? Bishleim hosam over there by the gerin, by where you're making the wheat. Time of the Rabbi Yosi. Know what the reason of Rabbi Yosi is? Chazia l'kri Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, because a kopon and the stalks of the wheat could still be used, like Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says. Therefore, it's still called the yad, still called the handle to the wheat. The Yom Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Shimon ben Lakish said, the Yom Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, hayu l'ruyes l'hoifchon ba'atar. You could like turn it upside down with the pitchfork. In other words, if you want to turn the wheat upside down, if the wheat is still attached to its stalk, it's easier to turn it upside down with a pitchfork. So even though you started to bang on the stalk, that the wheat should fall off it, but Kozman didn't fall off completely, you're happy with the stalk to be attached to it, that you could turn it upside down with the pitchfork. But here that you threw these stalks on top of the sukkah for schach, and you already pounded on it first, so you show you don't want the wheat to be attached to it, like you don't want it to be a handle for the wheat, what's the time of the Acherim? Why do you say it's still Makabel Tumah? Like it's not Roy for anything. So Gemara answers no. And the Gemara Chazia L'chisoser, it's Roy, it could be used now that when you knock down the sukkah and you want to take off the schach, Lemin Ketluhu Bigalayu, you'll be able to take off the schach very easily. If the schach is still attached with its stalks to the wheat, and when you want to pull it off, you just pull off the stalks, it'll come easily. So therefore, even though you started to pound to knock it off, because the mind they're a little bit attached, that's what Yosi Svar, it's still called the yad, it's still called the handle to the wheat, still called you want it to be a handle, it's still called food, and it's makabel tum, it's posel for schach. Now the Gemara says Gufa. We learned on top that then Rashi speaks out, even though there's not really a Mishnah here, so why does it say Gufa? Because it's talking about explaining a Mishnah in Tyrus, and there's no Gemaras on those Mishnahs. So therefore here the Gemara wants to like play with this is the Mokka to explain the Mishnah completely. So now we're explaining that Mishnah in Tyrus completely. That Gufa, the Mishnah in Uksim before. Gufa, kol yada sechlin, all the handles, the stems of the food. Shev this is some. Begurin, if you, like, machoik is what it means, if you hit it and started to knock off the food from it, begurin, in the threshing place, you're making the wheat, it's Tyrus, it's Tor. It shows you don't want it to be a yad, it's not a handle anymore, it's not part of the yechel, it's not royal achila, it's not an yechel. It's not makabatumah, it's Tor. Rabbi Yosi Matami, Rabbi Yosi says, no, it's still Matami. Now, we're explaining that Mishnah, my bisason. What does it mean it was bisason? Rabbi Yechon Omar, bisason mamish. Your mamish, like, started to pound on it, started to bang on it. And there the Tanakhama says, since you did a mitzvah to it, it's not makabel tumor anymore. And Rabbi Yosi swore, like we learned before, it's right, you still want it to be together to turn it upside down with a pitchfork. Rabbi Eliezer, or Omer, he says, hit their organ. All that means bisason, not that you started to pound on it, just you untied the bundle. Someone says, Bishleim al Rabbi Eliezer, the Yomer, bisason means hit the organ, you untied the bundle. That's what Rabbi Yosi said, it was still tummy. Because all you did was untie the bundle. You didn't do anything to the stalks itself. So the stalks are still attached to the wheat. It's still called the handle to the wheat. According to Rabbi Yechon, the Yomer Vissason Mamish, that your Mamish pounded on the stalks itself. So you did a Maisi to show you. Now, the Ichu with it, why does Rabbi Yosi say it's still Matamai? Luchuri, you did a Maisi to show you don't want it to be a handle to the food. So Gemara answers, I'm Rabbi Shimon Melokish. It's right to be, still be attached a little bit that you could turn it upside down with the pitchfork, like we had before. This is the brayta that explains the Mishnah Bariches. Omer Reb Lezer now. Loma nim shalot tfilosan shal tzadikim kitter. What is the Torah sometimes called the tefillah, the praying of a tzadik, like a pitchfork? And Rashi says, the Potter says, Vayitzchok deschiv vayeter el Hashem, vayeter loy. That he davened to Hashem, says vayeter el Hashem like a pitchfork. So why is a tefillah dama to a pitchfork? So Gemara answers that ma ita, just like this pitchfork, zeh ma hapech es a tefuah begurin mimok lemokim, you could turn upside down the tefuah, the grain, from one side to another side, is af tefilosan shal tzadikim. The same way when the tzadikim daven to Hashem, is ma hapech es daitesh la kodesh baruch hu, it changes around the mind of a kodesh baruch hu, memidas achzorius, from the being very strong, angry against Klal Yisrael, lemidas rachmonius. That Hashem should have mercy upon Klal Yisrael. So the tefillah of the tzaddikim change around the Kodesh Baruch Hu's midas, that it will be done us with more with Rachmanis, as midas achesed. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah. You're holding off Yudalad. Yudalad Amin Aleph by the Mishnah. Misachachin bin Esorim. You're allowed to use pieces of wood. A nesta used means a wide piece of wood. Soon see what the size is. Dibu Reb Yud, that's Reb Yud Shita. Reb Meir Oysev. Meir says no, you can't use for schach a wide piece of wood. Now, even though Midiraisa, of course, it's kosher. Because a piece of wood is something that grew out of the ground, and it's not makabel tumah. It's a pshute kliyetz. It's not made to put things on top of it. It's a piece of wood. It's made to build with. So midiraisa avad you could use it for schach, but midirabbanan though it's puzzle. But some machlekes. We have Yehuda holds it's okay, and Reb Meir says it's oiser. Now nosan oleh neser shurocha v'abor tochim. What's going to be if you put on top for schach? You use this piece of wood. That's rochiv, wide, four tefachim wide. In other words, it's like 16 inches wide.
is kshera. You should know still it's kosher. Obavad providing shloyishin tachtav. You're not supposed to sleep underneath this piece of wood. So Rashi learns, what does the Mishnah mean? Who is saying this? The Gifu goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's very good. Rabbi Yehuda holds this kosher. But then that's a question, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why should it be, you can't sleep under it? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that you can use it for tzchach, you should be allowed to sleep under it. So Chura goes like Rameyah. Rameyah says it's possible for tzchach, you're not allowed to use it. So then why does the end of the Mishnah say that the tzchach is kshera? So the Gemara says is talking about that you put it near the wall. Halach Rizvi, you put it near the walls, we always say Dofen Akuma, that anything within 4 Amis from the wall, it's always kosher anyway, because you say Dofen Akuma. So the Tzchach Psul doesn't pass through the Sukkah. However, the Tzchach itself is called Posel Tzchach, according to Ramei Yeshita, therefore you're not supposed to sleep under this piece of wood. Since the piece of wood is Rochiv, wide, 4 Tzvachim, it's Posel with Rabbonin, you can't sleep under that wood. But it doesn't make the whole Tzchach Posel. True, if it would be in the middle of the sukkah, it would make the whole sukkah possible. But since it's by the side, near the wall, we say, Dofen Akuma, it doesn't make the sukkah possible, just you can't sleep underneath it. So, the Gemara. Omar Rav learns like this, that Machlokes in the Mishnah is Benesorim Sheish Ber Marvor. We're talking about these pieces of wood are 4 tefachim wide. They're like 16 inches wide. That's how wide the pieces of boards are. So, the Machlokes in the Mishnah, if you the hole, still you can use it. And Rav Meir says it's oisi, you're not allowed to use it. So what's the machlokes? The Rav Meir is like zeiros tikrum. Rav Meir holds us also to use such a wide piece of wood because it's like zeiros, it looks like a roof. In other words, the Rashi's time, the Gemara's times, they used to make their roofs with these nice thick wide pieces of wood. They used to use wood rochid arba tzvachim. So since that's the way you made the roof in your house, if you're going to use the same type of wood to make the roof for your sukkah, people will think, what's the difference? Sitting in a sukkah or sitting in a house. It's the exact same roof. So people come to say, I'm allowed to sit inside my house, and that's possible for schach, like Rashi learns. That's Rashi Shita. The Torah always says sukkah has to be something different, and not your house. And not the house that you have the whole year round. And better still, it could be like other Shainim, that the roof you make in the house, it's not made for the purpose of sale, just to make shade, it's rather made for the purpose of living. That's the way a person lives. A person lives in the house, if you have a roof on the house, but it's not made just to protect its, the shade, it's made there to live there. So that's posel schach, it's not called the schach was made the shame sale. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Rabbi Meir holds the sixera not to use a wide piece of wood that you use to make roofs with, because people think, if I could use this wood for my tzach, who would then I could eat in my house already? And eating in your house is possible midiraisam. So therefore, midirabonin, you're not allowed to use these wide pieces of wood. For Rabbi Yehuda, less like zera sikra. That's the way Rav learns. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know for this zera. The mice, even though using a nice wide piece of wood, but since you're putting it there on top of your sukkah, l'shem tzel, it's a kosher sukkah. The mice that was grown, it's a dove that grows out of the ground, it's not makabu tumah, it's kosher tzchach, he doesn't know from Xavier. This is the way Rav learns. Abba ben Isarim, Shein ben Abo, but let's say these pieces of wood, if they're not 4 tzvachim wide, they're less than 4 tzvachim, then divri hakol kshera. Then even according to Rav Meir, it's kosher. Hey, that's the way Rav learns. Rav Meir only holds its usher if it's wide 4 tzvachim. But if it's not wise for tzvachim, everybody holds, even Ramei holds this kosher. O Shmuel Amar, Shmuel learns, no, the machlokes differently. O Shmuel Amar, kishein v'hem abo machlokes. The old machlokes is when it's less than 4 tzvachim wide. Then Rabbi Yehuda holds this kosher. Avo yesh per mabo, let's say you have a piece of wood that's 4 tzvachim wide, then divri hakob sulam. Shmuel holds, everybody holds this posel, even Ramei holds. I mean, even Rabbi Yehuda holds this posel. So according to Shmuel, when does Rabbi Yehuda say it's kosher? Only when it's less than 4 tefachim. But when it's 4 tefachim, then everybody holds, you hold the gzera mishum tikra. So Gemara explains now, ein behem abo, you want to say, where is the machlokes though? When it's not wide 4 tefachim. So you want to tell me then, what's the shear up until how wide does Ramei still have its osur? Do you want to tell me that afilu pachas mishleisha, even if it's less than 3 tefachim wide, Rav Meir also holds still as fossil. Fred Gemara Hakana be Almaninu. That's reeds, like you have bamboo sticks. Some bamboo sticks, they're 3 tefachim wide. and nobody uses it to make a roof, if it's like less than 3 tvachim, you for sure you don't use these sticks to make the roof. So it's real kashrus chach. So how can you tell me now Reb Meir holds the osur even though it's less than 4 tvachim? In other words, how far down does Reb Meir still say it's osur? It's not a swear to say if it's less than 3 tvachim, he holds his posel, that's mamish kainim, that's real bamboo sticks, havadras kashrus chach. So Gemara says like this, that Omer Rav Papa Hochi Komer, this is the way Shmuel learns the machlokes, that yesh pem abo, if the board, the piece of wood is 4 tvachim wide, divrei hakav psula. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds his posel. He holds from the Gzeiras Tikra. Since at that time they used to make roofs with boards wide 4 tvachim 16 inches, so if you use such a board to make your schach, it's posel in the Rabbanim. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds like that. Pochis mishloisha, if the board is less than 3 tvachim wide, I'll tell you divrei hakav kshera. Even Rabbi Meir also holds his kosher, you're allowed to use it for schach. That's mamish kanim, that's regular bamboo sticks, you don't use it for roofs, that's mutter to use for sukkah. For sukkah. My timer, kanim biyamaninu. What's the reason? Because that's real kosher schach, that's tam kanim, tam bamboo sticks. Ki pligi, so Shmuel learns, though, where is the machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? Mi shloisha adabo. The machlekes is when it's wide, more than 3 tvachim, but less than 4 tvachim. That man sovar, kivun de lasnayo shir mokom, legazrinin, as Rabbi Yehuda's sheet there is, since it's not wide 4 tvachim, which is always the amount to give it a shame mokum, a sheer choshev. Like we always said, a reshus le'yachid has to at least be 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. Less than that is not called a sheer mokum. So if you have the board that's less than 4 tvachim wide, Rabbi Meir holds its kosher. Since it's not a sheer mokum, it doesn't make a gzeirum. We're not afraid if we use this board, maybe sometimes people think, like you could also use a board 4 tvachim wide, and then you come to sit inside your house. Well, no, we don't make such a gzeirum. There's a difference between a board wide 4 tvachim, that's called the shir mokum, to less than 4 tvachim. Umasava, Reb Meir holds no. Kivu de nafkin lehu mitaris lovet, since it's wider than 3 tvachim, it's more than the shir of lovet, it's less than 3 tvachim, we always say it's lovet considered attached. Once it's wider than 3 tvachim, it's not lovet anymore, so you see a shir of 3 tvachim wide is called the chashav shir, therefore gazrinim. So Reb Meir holds we make the gzeirum. That if you use a board more than 3 tvachim wide, who are then maybe you'll start to use a board 4 tvachim wide, and a board 4 tvachim wide, since people use that to make the roofs of the house, people will think like Mali sitting in the sukkah, Mali sitting in the house. Therefore, like, it's like kula chod gezerim. When they went to make a gezerim, not to use a board wide 4 tvachim, they also included in that gezerim was not to use a board even if it's only 3 tvachim wide. Between 3 and 4 is also the cloud gezerim. Yeah. Right. Tanan, it says now Mishnah, Nosa Noler Neser. If you put a board, this board on the schach, Shirochev Abot Tvachim, that the board is wide for Tvachim, Shera, the sukkah is still called kosher, the Mishnah says, of Bovovad, but providing Shloisha Taktov. You're not allowed to sleep under that board. In other words, that board is Poslas Chach, but it doesn't passel the sukkah. So if you sleep under any other part of the schach, it's okay. Just under this board, that's why it's 4 tvachim, it's possible. So Mar says like this. Bishleim al Shmuel, according to Shmuel, it's very good, the Yomar. Bishain ben abor machloikis. When it's not wide 4, that's the machloikis. Avu yesh ben abor. But when the board is wide 4 tvachim, divri hakab sula. Then everybody holds this possible. Why? Because everybody holds this gzeri mishum tikra sabayis. We're afraid if you use such a wide board, you may come to sit in your house. Like Mali, my roof in the house, Mali, the roof in the sukkah. So, Mishum Hochalish and Tachtav. Therefore, it's good. The end of the Mishnah goes according to everybody. Hey, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shmuel, is also Moida, that if the board is wide for Tzvachim, it's a Poslas Chach, and you're not allowed to sleep underneath it. Why is the whole sukkah Ksherim? That's what we spoke out of, like Rashi says, because it's talking about the board is near the wall, or at least it's within 4 amas from the wall. So, any Poslas Chach, that's within 4 amas from the wall, we always say, Doifan Akuma, it doesn't pass through the sukkah. The sukkah still remains kosher. Just you're not allowed to sleep under that aschach. So according to Shmuel, the end of the Mishnah goes according to everybody. Even Rabbi Yehuda is moida, that if it's wide for tvachim, you're not allowed to sleep underneath it. The Mordechai just says, though, Elo l'Rav, but according to Rav, the Yomer, he says no, that the machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir were talking about when the board is 4 tvachim wide. and still Rabbi Yehuda holds this kosher, you're allowed to use it for skach. So the Gemara is asking, Elul Rav the Yoma, Bishyesh Be'mabo Machlokes, the Machlokes is when it's even wide, four tfachim. Still Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make any gzerim mishum tikras kosher, Avalein Be'mabo. But when it's less than four tfachim wide, Divrei Hakol Kshero, everybody holds his kosher. Siv Sol Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Yehuda learn the end of the Mishnah? Like, Amad La Yishna Tachtav, why can't you sleep under this board? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to use the board even though it's wide for tzvachim for schach. He does not from any gzeiros tikrum. Since the board is not makabot tumah, it grows out of the ground, it's kosher schach. So why does the end of the Mishnah say you can't sleep under the board? What's wrong with it? And for the Gemara and Echnam, according to Rav, you're going to have to say, Mi Savrit Divri Hakalhi, who says the end of the Mishnah goes according to everybody? According to Rabbi Yehuda also, no, say for us and the Rabbi Meir. According to Rav, the end of the Mishnah can only go according to Rabbi Meir. That Rabbi Meir says the board that's wide for Tzvachim is possible at Chach, there's a Xeris ticker involved, so therefore you're not allowed to sleep under this board. So if the board is near the wall, if you can say Daifin Akuma doesn't pass on the whole Sukkah, but our Koponim, you're not allowed to sleep under this board, according to Rabbi Meir. So therefore, it's not a Kash on Rav. Rav will say the end of the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, and not according to Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Toshima, come and bring another Raya. The Loch later, Shnei Sadinim Mitztarfin. If you have two Sadinim, means two mats, so a mat is something that's possible as Chach. Because it's a Dover on a Kabbal Tumah, it's called a Kli already, even though it's made out of Pishtin and a flax that grows out of the ground, but since it's a kli, it's the utensil you could use, it's mekabel tumah, you can't use it for schach. Now the shear that schach passes in the middle of the sukkah is dalat tfachim. If you have four tfachim wide of posel of schach going along the whole sukkah, that makes the sukkah posel. So let's say you have two sadinim, you have two different mats going across the whole schach. Each one is only two tfachim wide. Lamaisa dem it's darfin, and it's a posel of schach now. These two mats, like together, it's four tfachim wide. So you have now four tfachim wide of posel schach. The sukkah is posel. It's mitzarfen. What about shnei nesorim? Let's say you have two boards. Shnei nesorim, then the